God's promise shines bright in the night as magi follow a star to honor a new king. Strangers from a faraway land, they welcome the long-awaited Messiah of Israel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had happened. When he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay homage to him." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our light, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Epiphany. Epiphany is upon us. This morning, as part of our sermon time, we're going to be partaking in a little, what I'm calling an epiphany activity. So all of you should have received this little bunch of cards with pictures. If you didn't get that, raise your hand high, and I'm sure one of the ushers would be happy to bring you that, buy one. Also, a Sharpie or pen to write with, because your pew pencils won't work real good on these. So hold them high, and John will help you out. What we have are four symbols. We have a tent, a star, a gift, and a cloud. Four things, four images we see in the gospel lesson today. A few years back, Deacon Shannon and I, while in seminary, had the honor of taking a J-term, a January school trip to Germany. And our first stop in Munich, we got to worship at a United Methodist church, in English-speaking, so we understood what was going on. I think that was the only English-speaking church we visited the whole time. But as part of that worship service, we did an activity similar to what we're going to do today. And so with these cards, you don't need to write your names on them. If you want to write your name on the back, that's perfectly fine. But I'm going to be giving you prompts as we go through this story, through this narrative, as we talk about this epiphany season. And you'll be given opportunity to reflect and write upon each one of these individually as we go along. And so our first symbol is a tent. A tent represents, in this case, a home. In our gospel lesson, we hear home a couple different ways. First, we hear that these wise ones, these people from the east, come along. They leave their homes to follow a star. They leave their native land. They go into foreign country, following something they're not really quite sure about. They go along until they come into Herod's home, which is his, I want to say castle, but he doesn't live in a castle, whatever it is that Herod lives in. And then finally, until they make their way into the home of where Jesus and Mary are staying. Not that manger scene that we normally see the wise ones at, but rather a home of where they're staying. And so home is a place where many of us have different feelings for that. We may recall a home, our childhood home. We may recall our current dwelling place. Home might not even be a physical location or building or anything like that. I think of the little sign that some folks hang in their homes that say, home is where the heart is. And so I want you to take a minute to think about, what is home for you? And write down a word or a short phrase on this. And then also, once you've done that, take a moment to think and reflect upon what it would be like, or what it is like, to leave home. So 2 minutes. Invite you to finish your thoughts as we come back together. I should mention, as part of this, we're going to, during offertory time, invite you to put your responses into the offering plate. If you need to redo your home, you know, there's no judgment here. It'll be fine. But anyways, and what we plan to do is to make a display of these. Sometime this week, hopefully Deacon Shannon and I will get to putting these up, and then these will remain up then for the season of Epiphany until Lent, which begins the first Wednesday of March. So for January and February, we'll be able to look at these, look at our community, those gathered today, look at those different pieces, our different reflections. So home is where the heart is. Our next symbol we're going to reflect upon this morning is the star. That great, bright, shining star, the star that appeared before the Magi, these people who are from a foreign land, to be honest, were kind of sketchy. They're astrologers, they're magicians, they're people who wouldn't normally, who would have normally been considered unclean and probably unworthy to the people of Israel. Not to mention that they are, they're not Jewish, and so they're outsiders. Our text tells us they're Gentiles. And so here's this odd group of wise ones that come along, and they're following this star. They see the star in the sky, and they know there's something different about that star. In Jesus' time, astrologers believed that whenever someone was born, a star would appear in the night sky. And the brighter that star was, the more important that person would be. Therefore, kings, rulers, and such would have the brightest stars. So when this bright star shone in the sky, these magi couldn't help but follow. They knew something special, something unique was going on. As you reflect in your own lives, what are those bright, shining stars in your lives that guide your way? When you think about and think a little bit deeper here, you know, we all have elements of our faith and our beliefs, but what is it that God, if we believe God is in all things, what is it that we shine, that God's light shines upon us and provides that path, that lamp upon our path, as the psalmist quotes. So take a moment, 2 minutes, to reflect on what are the stars in your lives? Don't understand? All right, let me try to rephrase that. So the Magi, they saw this star. They were inspired. They were moved. The star guided them. So we're thinking about the different things in our lives that guide us. What are the things that influence you? What are the things that help pave the path? So for me, for instance, I think very generally God and family are the stars in my life. But more specifically, thinking about how I see God in the other person, seeing others as someone for whom Christ died, seeing God in all of creation, just in that mysterious way in which God created all that is good, seeing God in my own family as a gift in which not only do I get to influence and be part of their lives, but they do the same for me. So what are those things that we kind of focus our attention to, those things that help guide our path, our journey throughout this life? As we come back together, that shining light that illumines our path. In our text today, we see the wise men, once that star stops, are overwhelmed with joy. That joy that leads us to who God is and what God wills for all of humanity, including you. Next, our symbol is the square. This represents a gift. The Magi come bringing gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These of our day would be platinum, gold, and diamonds. I mean, these are the riches of riches. Gifts that are fit only for royalty, only for a king. I think of the different memes that show up usually this time of year that show the wise men showing up with these gifts with a response of, well, couldn't you have brought something more practical like diapers and wipes and formula? All is good. These gifts. And while the gifts that the Magi brought were rather extravagant by earthly standards as far as rich, all the gifts we bring before Christ are rich and extravagant and valuable. And so I want you to reflect upon what are the gifts that you bring to Christ yourself. Think of your curiosities. Think of maybe your tangible physical gifts. It may be a passion. It may be something else. I think of one of my favorite Christmas movies that I like to watch is the old claymation Rudolph with the little drummer boy. And I think of the little drummer boy coming to this major scene and worrying about not having anything for the Christ child. He knows something important or someone important is laying in that feed trough. And then he plays his drum. He gives him the gift of music, this gift that lies within his being, and he plays this song for Jesus. And such are the gifts that we bring to Christ in our lives as we witness day to day. It can be a wide variety of things. Like I said, they might be physical, tangible things. They might be actions. They can be about anything. So reflect, take a moment, think about what are the gifts that you bring to offer Jesus. Our gifts, our passions, our curiosity, those things we bring before Jesus as an offering. Finally, our last symbol this morning is the cloud. This cloud represents our dreams. In our story, at the end, an angel comes to the wise ones and informs them of the dangers of what Herod is intending to do and sends them home by way another route. Dreams come and go throughout all of Scripture, even just in the story of Mary and Joseph both being visited. Joseph being visited in a dream, being told to take Mary as his wife. Joseph again being visited here after our text today, being told to flee Bethlehem because of Herod's intention to kill the new Messiah. Dreams come to us in our own lives. The epistles have visions. Men shall dream dreams. God visits us in a wide variety of ways, and one of those can be in our dreams. We also have dreams of what it is that we hope for, we dream for. What is it that we desire? What is God's imaginative kingdom, God's dream? How has that moved in you? How do you understand God's dream for the world, for yourselves, for your family, for this church? So take a moment, think about what are the dreams that you have? What are the dreams that you have on this time on earth? What are your dreams? How do they align with God's dream? God's dream for love, kindness, mercy for all of humanity. Four symbols, four things we see in our text today, four things that are prevalent in our daily lives, four things that are all a gift of God. The psalmist writes in Psalm 24, "The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it." I believe each and every one of these things, all these things that we have in our lives are gifts of God. The places that we call home are gifts of God. The light that illumines our path as we go forward are gifts of God. The gifts themselves, passions, curiosities, these inklings are gifts of God. The dreams, the hopes, seeing the world as God sees it are gifts of God. So I invite you all this week as you continue to reflect upon what you've written on these pieces, and think more deeply about that. I think it's an opportunity as we reflect to think about and see, look for God's presence in each and every one of these. We might not see it right away, but God is there because God is in all things. See God's presence in that. See how God is inviting us to use and share these different gifts that God gives each and every one of us. Let us have a word of prayer. God, I give you thanks for all that you give us, for the places we call home, for that light that shines upon our path that guides our journey, for the gifts, the inklings, the curiosities, the passions that you put within our beings, for the dreams that we share with you that are your dream for this world. God, we lift these up as an offering to you this day, this Epiphany Day. May we think deeply about them. May they guide our thoughts this week. May we reflect upon how you're inviting us to share these as you have shared them with us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.